Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Collectively Rewilding is an online forum for learning, sharing, and teaching the skills needed to enhance our experience in the natural world. We're looking for the best mentors, guides, and instructors who can teach a variety of natural skill sets. If you've got something to share, we have the platform to help you make a difference for free. If you are more interested in learning and expanding your abilities in nature, please join us as a member to explore the world of rewilding. Join us at www.collectivelyrewilding.com today.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 2030, chemtrails and geoengineering, manufactured disasters.
We live in a time when awareness about current events and big media deception is critical to be prepared for the events that are rapidly descending upon us. This is Russ from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Diana and me every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. as we expose the truth big media keeps lying about.
Herbal medicine, the globalist's real agenda, seen through the propaganda.
Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you there.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite. You wish. This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah, Cross. Yeah, Mariah.
We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal laws, earth-based spirituality such as pantheonism, shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalist, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double B, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty. Here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Moving Beyond the Matrix, on freedomizerradio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty Lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific Time, for the Living with Freedom Show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us tonight. Today is Thursday. We do have a slight change in our co-host lineup today. Emo is not our Thursday co-host at this point. We do have Leslie rejoining us from previous. If anyone else out there wants to be a part of the show tonight, the number is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone. I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So welcome in, Leslie.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, I saw your message.
I have been having a problem with this one specific ear pod, and I can't find my other one. So, you know. It is amazing. I feel good. I feel like I'm at home. Well, I kind of am at home, but gosh, I've missed you. I've missed being on the air. So
Wiretap has been wanting to see your kumquats for a long time.
Ha ha! Oh my gosh, it is ruined for me every time I see the word kumquats. It does not matter where.
Well,
how
often does kumquat come into your conversation, though?
Well, I mean, seeing the grocery store, or if I'm reading an article about fruit, just okay. it, the word kumquat comes up kind of a bit, and I wonder if it has something to do with where I live, with me being in the South. Who knows?
I'm not sure of.
I just know that...
It could have been any round fruit. I chose something that was kind of small.
It's perfect. I
didn't want him to say... I didn't want the wiretap to say, I want to see your durians.
Oh, that sounds even dirtier. Maybe just because durian sounds dirty. I don't know. Oh, wow. So much has gone on. Goodness. It would only be the only thing I think could make it even better is if Hank Williams sang a song about kumquats. I mean.
I could look at his archives, I guess.
Oh, that would be so funny. Probably no luck, but, you know.
So anyway, what have you been looking at lately?
Well, you know, this whole situation that I've gone through in my life has been really difficult. I'll say that. It's just been really difficult.
Yeah, I remember I went through my years where that happened. It was more like 15
gosh.
Of them, but I've been a couple years clean of that.
You know, I how people can use children, especially really young children, to be cruel to another human being is I'll never understand. And
parental alienation, people don't understand, is a big thing.
Oh, my gosh. It's massive. And there's nothing in Texas that takes care of it. And
there's nothing in most states that take care of it. And courts either side with one person, it doesn't matter what the other side does, or they punt on it and hope that somebody else takes it.
You know, it's been nothing short of traumatic. My, you know, I don't want to say the wrong thing or say something that's going to get me in trouble. But, you know, I see how it's affecting the little one. And that, to me, is...
Well, we don't have to go into details, just
the little kids,
they're more... The older the kids are, the more they figure it out. But the younger, the ones that are still in grade school, they are the impressionable ones because they feel as long as one side has the custody and they're staying where it's quote-unquote safe, then the other side is the bad parent.
And, you know, when I do see her, if I talk to her sister too much, she acts out. So, you know, it's interesting, you know, for children that are supposedly, you know, want nothing to do with me, the middle child wears my Beats headphones, the same ones that I wore when I was in labor with the baby, with the little one. My oldest listens to David Bowie, the Gorillaz, the Beatles, M83, and that's not her music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have to just look at this and go, you know, for kids that supposedly don't miss me and don't want to see me anymore, they sure are bringing a lot of me into their lives. And, of course, they'll never say anything, you know, to the other parents because they don't want to be
vilified by the parent that's quote-unquote the safe one.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, and then once you get in the other family members that talk about me, it's cruel. It's cruel to do to children, you know. And, you know, his family really turned on me. His family really turned on me over the last election because I was absolutely no circumstance going to vote for no way.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I mean, I guys, weekend at Bernie's at best back then. You know,
and they're probably even more adamant that they're going to vote for Brandon this time more than they even were 4 years ago.
Probably so. Mm-hmm. Whatever Rachel Maddow says to do is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's frustrating. You know, all I can say is that I'm really thankful that the people that are helping me get through this have been amazing. You know, I've got some help in unexpected areas. There's some people that have been in my life that have been absolutely amazing. And, I'm not entirely sure how I would have made it, you know, here I was, you know, lost, confused at how someone that supposedly loved me forever, wanted to marry me and give me the world, could all of a sudden be so different.
Just based on who you voted for.
Oh, well, not just that, but, you know, I noticed the behavior between him and one of my best friends became very suspicious. I'll just use that word.
Okay.
And I was pouring my soul out to her, and she was giving it to him as ammunition.
Mm.
And dealing with the betrayal, the fallout, it made everything so hard. and my children being kept from me. And, you know, as I was going through this, a woman I met in a Facebook group that, you know, I knew, you know, but we didn't know each other super well. But I do know that her son had passed away years ago. And she had created something for him. And every time I rolled past that, I, you know, of course I'm a medium and I'm a psychic, which if your listeners right here, right now aren't aware of this, I used to come on and do predictions. And I do from time to time get to meet those on the other side, those that have graduated this difficult, painful planet. And we connected over that, but then years later, she messaged me. She said, you know, I'm going through something similar, and I think we could really help each other. We are polar opposites politically. I'm at the point where I don't watch the news, you know, just anything that reminded me of the life I lived before that happened. You know, I don't watch the news, and, you know, it's getting to be election time, and I think she has gotten so fed up with it. But, you know, there were a lot of things that we could connect on. And I think that's very important for us all to remember, is that you don't have to agree on everything. Some things that are going to challenge you. And there's some relationships in this life that are going to challenge you, but that doesn't mean you have to give up on each other. That doesn't mean that you should be any less kind. That doesn't mean that you should love them any less. Because she and I both went through so much. And when we first started talking, went for hours and hours and hours. I mean, sometimes 16, 18 hours a day. I think the only thing we haven't done is gone to sleep with each other on the phone. And over the course of this time, which has been almost 2 years, has definitely been a year and a half, it has been a life-changing experience. I have learned who my friends are. I have learned who will criticize me without knowing half, even knowing any part of my story. They just criticize. You know, here I was, a stay-at-home mom, living at home with my house, my dog, my kids, you know, and then the next, I'm not. And he's keeping them from me. And, you know, allegations and stuff that didn't make sense. It makes sense in retrospect because, you know, in order to get an advantage in court with the children, you have to say that the mother is, you know, you have to say that something is wrong with the mother. And boy, I'm not going to say that his, sorry, I'm multitasking. I don't want to say that his attorney provoked some of the things he did, but wow, they sure were hard. And, it was just really hard, you know, I've had to learn a new way of life. I've had to learn, there's a lot of things I've had to learn, and it's been difficult. But I honestly don't know how I would have made it without her. Today is her birthday, She's older than me, but I'm just going to say she's my age. And I love her very much. And if you're going through a really hard time, maybe someone else is going through a really hard time too, and it's something that the two of you can bond over, you know? I never expected that I would be so, that somebody so different from my normal, and I would have so much in common, but you know?
Well, I think when we met, we didn't have a lot in common.
Yeah, I don't think we did, to be honest with you. I was still voting. Ooh, I don't know if I was still voting liberal at that point. Or if I was just, I don't know at that point. Who knows?
So just for the background here, because as much as Leslie and I are very comfortable talking to each other, we have an audience. So
yes.
Leslie came on here in early 2020 for the first time. Might have been the end of 2019, somewhere around there. And she did a quick read on me, and she said, you're going to be losing your day job. And I'm like, well, I've been here almost 15 years. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm a department of one. I'm fairly stable. And then sure enough, COVID's happened, on St. Patrick's Day 2020, I was out of a gig.
Yeah. I also told you you would be okay. You would weather it.
Outside of not being able to go to stores, because the only time we went to stores was because I refused to wear a scam. Now we'd have to travel out of town to go someplace, and I was perfectly okay with that.
Yeah.
Making my unemployment and $600 a month, or $600 a week. I'm sorry, unemployment plus $600 a week. I was okay with that, and still running Barefoot is Legal, still running Freedomizer Radio. I had 2 years where I could just focus on my own self. And
you
I
know
can
what
get rid of my child support.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't the worst experience you've ever had.
No.
You know? I mean, it could have been better. But there's so many situations. But, like, most situations can be better, you know? So, yeah. I'm really happy that things, you know, I'm glad I could give you that little bit, because once you know what I had said was came true, and there's quite a few things that I've said on your show that have come true. You know, I've made hurricane predictions, I've made all kinds of predictions, but there's been a lot of things that have come true, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity and for you being open enough to let me on, because at the very beginning you were hesitant.
I was like having you on. I was just wondering if we can give you a show.
Yeah. I mean, it really was a good experience. We realized that, you know, we knew mutual people. You know, it created a friendship, and I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, I'm one of those people you're learning here, Leslie. You can count on me to talk whenever. I think I might have fallen asleep to you on the phone before.
Well,
at least come close.
Probably. Because when I have a lot to say, wow, do I have a lot to say. And sometimes I'm just as surprised as everyone else at what comes out of my mouth, especially if I'm doing predictions. Ooh, goodness, there's
so let me try to rein this back into a Freedomizer conversation here.
Yes.
So Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I know you're part of the anti-vaccine crowd, as am I. And
Heck
what's
yeah.
your thoughts on him at this time as the presidential candidate?
Okay. I think a lot of young people are excited about him, but will he have the vote? Will he have what it takes? Biden has refused Secret Service detail to him, which is not surprising. He's a solid guy. I've met him several times. I think he really wants to finish what his father had started. And, I get a strong sense that he lives with the legacy of his father and of his uncle. And that there is a part of him, and this is just from going to listen to him speak and, conversations and so on, but I really just get the feeling that he's the last of the Kennedys do what he wants to do. And he is definitely not liberal. He identifies more as libertarian. I like him. I personally like him. He's a nice guy. He's all there, upstairs, mentally competent. I like to listen to him speak because I learn new words. he's always using big words, and I love words. So that's. But I'm not entirely sure because he's not getting the airtime that. You know what? He's just not getting the airtime, and he won't get the airtime. The pharmaceutical industry stands to lose a lot if he gets elected. And the pharmaceutical industry pretty much own the
Pharmaceutical ads are about 68% of advertising right now.
Yeah, yeah. In a non-election year, it gets up more. It goes up by about 10%, somewhere around there, and that is. You know, why would they want him in?
Yeah, you can't have a debate with Robert F. Kennedy sponsored by Pfizer.
No, no. Talk smack about Pfizer. As he should. So, yeah. I mean, we have two parties, and until we start having a viable third party, I think, it's going to be more of the same. Biden has been weakened at Bernie's for a long time, and I don't know. The inconsistencies with his speeches, there's so much I could go into, but ultimately, I personally, and this is me, and I did predict that he would win this last time. And I actually won't really know until that day, but I don't think he's going to win this time around. It's just a gut feeling I have. I have a feeling there's
going to be. Who wins this time then? Who do you think?
I think Trump wins, but I do think that Kennedy is going to get a lot of the people that don't want to vote for either one of them, that are just exasperated with the whole situation.
But I don't think that Kennedy gets more votes than Brandon, and I think it would have been a lot closer if he would have chose a better vice presidential candidate. So you'll have to do your research on who he chose as the vice president.
Yeah, I have no clue who he chose.
Now that I think is going to sink him personally.
Now, what I have watched, I've watched Candace Owen. I've watched her some lately. And that's just, recently. And I've never really had much of an issue with what she has to say. And people are very polarized regarding her. However, she does this, does a whole series on people that had life-altering gender or earlier, and how they are detransitioning and how they're trying to go back to their biological norm. Mm-hmm. I think that's an issue that is not receiving enough attention. There's people that are taking advantage of the rights afforded to them right now. You don't want to get fired from your job? Okay. See what you can do. Maybe if you scream you're transgender, that will help. Because then all of a sudden it's going to be serious. Not doing well enough in your sport? Be a girl. You notice that no girls have been have played in the men's sport?
Right.
As men? I can remember watching a female kicker, college football team, and I thought that was so freaking cool.
There was one girl that was in the late 90s that was a goalie in hockey. And she played minor league hockey. She actually was in training camp, and she was one of the final cuts. She was actually the best female goalie probably ever so far. And she teaches hockey out here in Las Vegas now. But I remember her. Her name was Manon Rayon. And
you know,
if the team wanted to carry a third goalie, they could have carried her. But instead of letting her sit on the bench, they let her go play in the minor leagues, and then she never got the call up.
Well, that's unfortunate that she didn't get the call up, because she obviously was very talented. And, you know, I would like to see from time to time in these roles, because there are some women that are strong and sturdy, and, you know, there are some men that are not so strong and sturdy. And there are some of them that are status gain sympathy. Let's just say for grins and giggles that who I was with had decided that he was a woman. He hasn't, of course, and I don't want to even pretend like he did, but let's just say, for example, that happened. I'm really, really, really chill about a lot of things, but you know what? I'm not a lesbian.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a man. Tough. Good guy. A lot of my years of my life to him so he could advance his career. And however, I didn't do any of it so that he could be a woman. And he's not. I want to reiterate that. But, you know, what about the women that are in these situations that are married to men that are somewhat abusive, and then this man decides he's going to be a woman? What do we do then? Well, he tells his family that, you know, there's a good chance that he's going to tell everybody that she left him because he's trans. No. left because she married a man, not a woman. She wanted to marry a woman. There are easier ways to marry a woman than to be married to a man for a long time and then find out that they're a woman, you know? There are teachers in many states that will give the medication to chemically castrate a child. A child. Some of them, you know, 4 years ago, they wanted to be a fire truck when they grew up. You know? Teachers in high school that will help these children get access to medication that will permanently alter their chances of having children, will increase their chances of a variety of cancer because of the medication they're on. And they do it to children. These children are not old enough to buy a gun. These children are not old enough to vote. These children are not old enough to sign up in the military. They cannot buy cigarettes. They cannot buy alcohol. And in fact, your prefrontal cortex isn't really fully developed until you're around 25 years old. So why on earth would we suspect that teenage children know what they want? And I've watched these stories. Oh, I hated being a girl. Oh, I hated, you know what? Hey, welcome to the club. Here's 1 week out of the month that is not fun. You know, all the hormones these kids are experiencing in puberty, and then, you know, then we add the hormones in the food. We add the chemicals in the water. We add in the pesticides.
No, go ahead.
Mercury. Mercury, for example. Mercury has been shown to feminize mice. Okay. It's in our water. There's trace amounts in every single vaccination amount. If it has aluminum, there's trace amounts of mercury. And depending on your genetics, that mercury may stay with you forever. There are those of us, my generation, still have mercury fillings in my mouth. You have the mercury in your body, which, by the way, absolutely crosses the placenta. So whatever maternal mercury going on when the child is growing in the womb, that's that child. Mercury and aluminum both cross the placenta with ridiculous ease. Of the aluminum and the Tdap shot, women, 100% of that aluminum that goes right into the bloodstream will get filtered out through the placenta. So, you know, I an agenda right now position children. And we really need to just let them be until they're old enough to consent to cosmetic surgery. A 12-year-old didn't consent to anything because it's a minor.
But it can consent to having gene therapies, and it can consent to removing kumquats.
Can. You know, I was reading a study, women that wanted to transition into men. There's a condition called polycystic ovarian syndrome. And the testosterone levels in these women is actually very high. You have some acne, botany, irregular periods. Entire generation of women with PCOS were put on the birth control pill. And, you know, that's also an entire generation of women that had in vitro fertilization. Founding number, in fact, I'll look it up right now. I remember reading after article because I was really interested on this subject. But women that chose to transition to men had a ridiculously high rate of polycystic ovarian syndrome.
Hmm.
Well, of course, maybe they will identify as men. They've got testosterone. Testosterone, and then what else? Atrazine out until around 2000, turning male frogs into female frogs.
Yeah, but that's still funny to people for some reason.
You know, is yeah, and setting up the stage for this agenda by poisoning our children. Children that Candace Owen does have deaths on that, you know, are detransitioning. And I'll never forget this article I read one time. Written by a girl. And, you know, she'd had the mastectomy. She'd had, you know, she transitioned to a male and then later on decided she wanted to be a girl again. And it was like every time she looked at her chest, even though she had had fat deposits and, you know, had implants, they weren't hers. Hers were taken from her when she was young and impressionable. And that's always stood out to me. You know, generation of kids coming up that are confused.
But the thing is, Leslie, is that they want to conquer the Western world. So one way, because we're, well, look at the military. There's no way in the world a woke military is going to defeat China or Russia. It's impossible.
No.
And
no,
the thing is,
right.
is that if you can't stop people from breeding, then you have to go the other way and alter them so they don't try to procreate. So if you give these people depression issues, take their private parts away, make sure that they have no friends, they're quarantined, if you will, not for gene therapies, but they don't have friends.
Right.
So if they could take everything from the kids, they don't know any better. And so they will not, you'll just have a bunch of kids in what's called mental institutions.
Oh, absolutely. It's cradle to grave. And, you know, we see this a lot in the black population. In the movie Vax, we learned about the whistleblower. And this is one vaccination. And one ingredient, in one study, at one age, just one. I mean, there's like a ridiculous number, 50, 60, 80. I can't keep count of them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Of vaccinations they give these children so they can go to school. In the state of Texas and in most other states, you can use a religious exemption, or you can, in Texas, it's easy. You can get 5 exemptions at one time, and you can keep them. And, you know, Richards from Prove worked very hard to do that for the Texans. If she ever hears this, thank you, Dawn Richards. So, I miss the kids don't have to have shots to go to school. I mean, in California, absolutely they do.
Well, it changed just recently on some of the stuff, but most states, there's only 3 or 4 that won't give any exemptions, whether it's philosophical, religious, medical. It's just weird that in New York, if you go to a Christian school or a Catholic school, they say, well, the Pope said it was okay to get gene therapies, so there's no exemptions.
Right, right.
They want us gone. They want our way of life gone. They want the China style where there's 1 or 2 children. Everybody has issues. You don't know any better about freedom, so you're as compliant as you possibly can so you can get extra monetary units in your system that expire. So you can never build wealth.
Right.
But things like this, Leslie, these globalists, and even if it is Satan that's involved, Satan only lives for a short time in the in the realm of being a leader.
Right.
It's too much power.
Yeah.
By the way, if you check your spy book, I sent you a mean tweet that Trump just did.
Oh, okay.
Regarding RFK.
Man, Oh no. RFK is a.
I knew that was going to happen.
Well, of course he mean tweets about everybody. I mean, I guess he should feel. He could feel honored that he made the Trump tweet for the day.
Well, I don't think it was necessarily at him. I'll let you read it, unless you want me to read it. But if you want to, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I'd like to hear it.
Okay, so. Trump put out, RFK Jr. is the most radical left-wing candidate in the race by far. He's a big fan of the Green New Scam and other economy-killing disasters. I guess this would mean he is going to be taking votes from crooked Joe Brandon, which would be a great service to America. His running mate, Nicole Shanahan, is even more of a liberal than him, if that's possible. Kennedy is a radical left Democrat and will always be. It's great for MAGA, but the communists will make it very hard for him to get on the ballot. Expect him and her to be indicted any day now, probably for environmental fraud. He is crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, not mine. I love that he is running.
Wow.
I don't think that's technically bad on RFK. He is what he is. I mean, that's not a lie.
Right.
Trump said isn't a lie. He is a radical left. Yes, he's very anti-vax and he's very much for food safety, but there's nothing else that separates him from the squad.
Oh, they didn't want him. You know,
they didn't want him because they want Brandon. And RFK, like you already said, that means that Pfizer won't give any money to Democrats if RFK was the person. So, of course, they couldn't have him. And that's what I've been saying for at least a year. Yeah, he's better than Brandon because he's strong on, I'll give him three topics. He's anti-war, he's pro-food safety, and he's anti-gene therapies. Everything else scares me about him. That doesn't mean I don't think he's a great guy. I think he is. It's just that some of his policies I'm just not into. And I could have been talked into it if Trump was out of the race, if he had somebody like a Tulsi Gabbard or somebody that is more neutral maybe, that I could like a few more of their platforms, but I can't vote for somebody because they're good on 4% of what I'm looking for.
Well, I will say this about Donald Trump. The things he said would happen if he lost the race. Gas prices would go up. I can't remember all of it, but his words have aged well. You know, his words have aged well. You know, I'll go for mean tweets. Cheap gas any day.
Yeah. Mean tweets aren't going to pay your rent.
No. Those mean tweets have you said have aged very well.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. You know. I really haven't been into politics. I really haven't been into much except
yeah, but the way the economy is right now, it's really forcing people to learn the hard way.
It really is.
But if I will tell you, if Robert F. Kennedy gets some lawsuits on him, I think that that's way more than enough for people to realize what's going on. Because they already tried the tax stuff on Colonel West, who's a, I think he's the Green Party or an independent. So they're already going after him. That's the easiest thing in the world. Just say that somebody has tax problems.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the one that has tax problems is the one calling the shots. Yeah, he didn't take any money from Ukraine or China, but every day Byron Donalds is showing the receipts and showing exactly to what bank account and how much and who signed it and meanwhile, he's still trying to deny it. But it'll be going to court soon. Unless a judge accidentally kills himself.
Well, that seems to happen a lot. They seem to hang themselves. Anthony Bourdain, Chris Cornell, Chester Bennington, Kate Spade.
Well, even that Boeing whistleblower went to court, and then right after court, he hung himself allegedly, or however he did it.
Mm. That's very interesting. It's amazing how many
couldn't
people
even make it the next day to court.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, but there's people that think that we can't elect Trump. He's going to start World War III.
Oh, it's already going on.
Oh, I know it is.
There's at some point I'll do my predictions. You know, 7 years ago, when we had the eclipse in, I believe it was in August, right when Harvey was going on. Right when Harvey was about to make landfall. There's so many people I love in Houston. So many people. And I couldn't sleep because when I did sleep, it was visions of the areas that were going to get hit. And I had about four people I was texting with. You know, one of them, I said, you know, there's going to be water. It's going to get probably 6 to 8 inches from your house, but it won't come in. I got sent a photo 8 inches away from the house, but it never got in. Hmm. I told a friend to go ahead and start heading her way up to her sister's house, which is here in Dallas. Oh, well, you know, it hasn't even been, I'm like, just do it. Take this week and get everything that you need to get, your mama's, your daddy's, everything. Everything that you want to make sure that you can keep. And then leave in about a week. Her house wasn't there when she came back to it.
Oh, wow.
You know, I had quite a few people that I was just nonstop texting with. And I had been in that, the line I love from a song you and I both appreciate by Pink Floyd. I was in a state, suspended animation, a state of bliss, because I really can't describe.
You sound about comfortably numb?
I'm talking about Learning to Fly.
Oh, that one, yeah. That's my favorite Pink Floyd song, actually.
Tied and Twisted, just an earthbound misfit.
Did we ever talk about that? I don't remember that.
I don't know if we have on the air, but I know we did in person. I know we had a good Pink Floyd conversation, you know. And when I had my podcast, I named it Fearless after the Pink Floyd song because my name came from Dark Side of the Moon, and my whole life could be divided into different Pink Floyd songs. But I was in that space, and I will never forget. I was walking into the kitchen. And the visions I had were so powerful, I had to hold on to the counter. I saw cities burning down. I saw people protesting. And then I saw perfectly healthy people falling down dead. Hmm. And we've seen it. Footballers, you know, these kids that have had the magic serum, adults that don't wake up or that go and get a boost and then the next minute they are no more. Every time I say they are no more, I really want to go into the carrot skit from Monty Python, but I will hold back.
Right.
But we've watched it. How many unknown causes of death? Just a little over 2 years ago, Taylor Hawkins was forced to get a booster he was anti-vaccine. But
right.
Dave Grohl demanded it. Taylor Hawkins does. They tried to say it was because of drug use or whatever, but listen, they're going to use any excuse. Oh, he had a heart attack. Did he have a serum? Oh, he had this. Oh, he had that. Oh, it was clot. But the question, did they have the serum? It's because it's in no way is it a vaccine. It's basically
negative. Well, you know
negative
me, I've never called
efficacy.
It a vaccine. I call it a gene therapy.
Right. Did you ever listen to Dana Carvey talk about it?
Oh, I've heard him.
Impersonating. Yeah, where he's impersonating Fauci. Oh, my gosh,
yes.
It's hilarious. Those were the best 39 seconds I had by the time you get to the car.
Yeah, my immunity's gone. Yeah.
It's gone. I just watched that again the other night. And he's so on point. You know, Rob Schneider, of course, is anti-vaccine. He lost his State Farm out against them. But, you know, so many. Like, Wendy Williams, not want to get it. Seizure. TV. And now she's suffering from this very horrible, weird brain degeneration that's akin to Alzheimer's, but it's not. Bruce Willis, the same thing.
Yeah, he basically can't talk anymore.
It's in the book of Revelation. All will be received. And when I wrote, and I will write a religious exemption for anyone that wants it, period. Because it's the right thing to do. I don't make money off of it.
When was the last time you were with me as a co-host? Was that like a month ago?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I have to keep you up to date on all the broccoli characters.
Yeah.
So we could spend a few minutes. I do want to play the latest.
Okay.
I sent you the link.
Okay.
This one's called Coffee Shop Scammer, and Liberal Person is in this. So, if anyone has not seen the Broccoli Man cartoons yet, you can go to Rumble. There's hundreds of them. You could binge watch. But if you're ready, I'll go ahead and get this going here.
Okay, let me wait for the
ad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wait
right,
a minute.
So
it's another ad. No, it's another ad.
Okay.
Okay, yes. I'm good.
All right. So I'll count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, dumbass. Why are you not wearing a scam? Why are you trying to give me COVID?
Oh, no, thank you. I do not vote Democrat. I will take a chai tea and a matzo ball soup to go, please.
Maybe you did not hear me, you stupid Trump-supporting piece of excrement. You need a scam to come in this building and place an order. It is the law.
Oh, really? And what law is that?
Hey, broccoli person. I hate you so much. Why is it all you something guck hairs do not wear scams in here? I have to kick out 99% of the people that come in here every day.
Why would you enforce a rule that no one wants and is not against any laws?
You need to shut up and out that scam on that face. Then you can order stuff from me. You are such a loser. You still do not think that Brandon can steal the next election? You all need to shut up and get those scams on. Why are you making me go out of business and get sick from COVID?
Even the CDC says you can treat COVID like a cold. Why are you addicted to scams? Now, do my bidding and let me place my food order to go.
You look here, you Republican filth. If you do not wear a scam, then I know you are not a Democrat. You are worthless to me because you do not support the one world government.
Please tell me how the new world order is going to protect your ass.
This economy sucks, and it is all Trump's fault. That's why we need to re-elect Brandon. Hey broccoli person, why are you too dumb to read Eat Rolling Stone article that even admits Trump is trying to steal the election? When I opened this place in 2019, I made money all day. Now because Trump was in office, I make no money now.
Maybe you would make money if you did not yell at all your customers and treat them like trash.
Hey broccoli person, you are trash. You still believe in having a junk and being cisgender. I am a trans vegan who only votes Democrat and believes in the current thing. I have apologized for my whiteness and only want undocumented friends of America to own guns in America.
That makes no sense.
You Republicans stole the land from other countries. Now it is only fair to give everyone back their land and you all go to FEMA camps. Or you can go back to the country you were born in.
And where were you born?
I was born on the mean streets of Portland, Oregon.
Then where will you go?
Bruh.
I don't have to go anywhere because I vote Democrat. We need you people out of the coffee shop. You are not allowed to be in here without buying anything.
Great. Then I will have a chai tea and a matzo ball soup to go.
Did you not understand English? I said you need to put a scam on your face.
I am sorry. I did not hear you. It must be because you are wearing a scam. I am ready to pay right now. How much do I owe you?
I would never ever use math. Math is racist.
Well then, how do you know how much he is charging you?
Whatever the price is, it does not affect me. I use my debit card.
Huh?
I don't want your money. I want you to get the F out me store, never come back again, and hopefully I can stay in business only serving foods to liberals that know how to put scams on their face.
I would put one on to buy a coffee, but normal.com does not draw them on our faces yet, so I am stuck. Anyway, Klaus Schwab said the only way Earth can survive is we have to have zero carbon. That means we need to get rid of all humans, animals, plants, minerals, vitamins, insects, and water.
So, you want to kill off every single thing on Earth? Why would you want to destroy all of Earth?
Because it is loving and liberal. I am saving up enough money right now to buy a rental for my lives and a suicide pod. I am going to save the Earth. Even Bill Gates says that planting trees to produce carbon is hogwash.
My rent for this place is $4,000 a month. I only made $9 yesterday. I had to kick out 47 customers yesterday for not wearing King's cams on their face.
Well, you did not have to do that. You are just choosing career suicide by getting woke and going broke. Why are you Bud Lighting yourself?
That judge in New York is doing the right thing. He needs to arrest and fine Trump as much as he can for any reason whatsoever. He is trying to steal the election from Brandon. It is only fair that the judge was sexually assaulting the lady in the gym. She said she was thinking about voting for Trump.
So, Trump is destroying Brandon in the voting polls in about 45 states. How is Trump stealing an election?
Of course he's trying to steal it. He is campaigning and going around the country telling people to vote for him.
Huh?
That's what you are supposed to do to win an election. It is called campaigning. You are supposed to try to win.
Well then how come Brandon does not have to do that to win? Brandon can win just by going to his basement. he does not have to talk to anyone or make any promises.
And that is why he is losing in the polls in 45 states.
No, Trump is going to steal it by getting more votes than him. Even with all the triple counting the ballots like they did in Georgia, printing extra ballots and driving them across state lines, and the electronic voting machines that already set to give Brandon extra votes, Trump is trying to get more votes than that.
Exactly. To combat the fraud with illegal vote counting, he will still probably win because Brandon sucks as president. We do not want a one-world government.
See? You even admitted Trump is stealing the election.
If you want your guy to win, then maybe he should do a better job than the other guy.
Brandon has done great things for this country.
Bruh.
Can you name just one thing he has done for this country?
That's easy. He made sure Trump is not president. And he is suing Trump and trying to arrest Trump to make him not run for office again.
How exactly is that an accomplishment? What did he do for you?
Look, that is all I need. Trump ain't president, so Brandon is one of the best presidents ever.
But you pay 3 times more rent now than 5 years ago. Gas is double the price. Food prices are up almost 100%.
Hey, you MAGA dumb buffoon. He allowed almost 20 million undocumented friends of America to come in here from every other country to live. Even though Texas is trying to close their border, they're getting sued and Brandon is even flying them in now to get around the border patrol.
That is called an organized invasion. The 1%s want America to go bankrupt so we can have a one-world government and then billions of people will be put in forced labor camps or be mass culled. That is why over 90% of the people coming in here are military-age men without families. And they are allowed to have guns. All the while they are trying to take the guns away from law-abiding American citizens.
Exactly. We need 90% of the Earth population to be gone so we can reduce our carbon footprint. You are a loser for not buying your lies in a suicide pod. I bet you also did not get your freedom microchip in your wrist yet. Oh no. You are joking, right? How on earth can you come in here without a microchip? I am calling the police right now. They will kick you out of Hagar for not wearing a bleeping scam and not having a microchip on your person.
Hey everyone. Do not be like these losers here. Do not wear scams. Do not get a microchip just to buy a chai tea. Do not turn down business that benefits your pocket just to protect woke policies. Get educated. Check out the Proof Negative Radio Show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Also, there are other shows on freedomizerradio.com, so go to the schedule on there and find other shows. They all are great. freedomizerradio.com.
Make sure you tell them all to never to in me coffee shop because I do not serve people unless they vote Democrat. I would rather go out of business than sell food to someone who does not vote Democrat. I would never tell anyone to listen to freedomizerradio.com. If you listen to the Proof Negative Radio Show, you are most likely going to be put in a FEMA camp. Even though FEMA camps do not exist.
All right, Leslie, so that's the latest.
Love it.
I hope it was all right. I think I have another episode you probably need to see, though, because I know who
okay.
your favorite cartoon character is of all time.
Yes, you do. You know, I need a shirt with him on it.
I would love to. I just need to see how I can get that license.
You know, it could just be kumquats. Vehicle, bowl of kumquats.
All right, well, get ready for this one.
Okay, let me make sure that there's not, oh, look at that. Okay.
This is definitely one of those you want to watch all the surroundings.
Okay. I just turn. Okay. All right. Everything. Okay. All right. I'm ready.
All right. So in this one, Wiretap is inspecting packages.
Nice.
This is in regards to when New York City and now Chicago, they're starting to require random package surges on the subways. And they are only targeting people who they suspect are residents. The illegals are not to be targeted because that's not fair to them.
That's nice.
So in this way, they could show, see, we're doing our job. We haven't arrested people. Even though there's no cash bail, it wouldn't matter if they arrested them anyway. But when you're ready, we'll go to it.
Let's do it.
All right. So 3, 2, 1, action.
I cannot wait to get home. I am so glad we were able to save about 25 kids out of a sealed shipping container today. I just hope we can find their parents and then arrest whoever tried to smuggle those children. These sanctuary cities sure do have a lot of crime. And somehow these liberals have no idea that it is the illegals gangs that are causing all the problems. But, they keep voting Democrat.
Hold it right there, green dude. I noticed you riding on this subway and you completely did not authorize anyone to view your package.
Do what? I did not do any shopping today. I am on my way to the train station so I can pick up my car and go home.
Don't you back sass me, little biznitch. You need to show me your package.
Look. I have my car keys and my wallet. As you can see, there are no packages with me.
Let's try this again, you dolt. You got on this train. You did not let anyone see your package on your person.
Excuse me. Why would I do that?
The governor of this state said that anyone riding on the subway is required to let us view any large suspicious items, sir. We have reason to believe you are concealing an extremely large package.
I don't think that is what the governor meant.
I do think that is what the governor meant. So now I need you to remove your dungarees, your underoos, your blouse, and if you are wearing a bra, you could be hiding some Bitcoin inside your package.
Seriously? You want me to strip naked on this subway so you can inspect my stuff for some coins that are only traded on the internet?
Precisely, sir. So we now must disrobe you right this instant so I can check your package, your box, your bags, and especially your sack. And we need to see if you have a cherry. You look like you have something to hide.
I do have something to hide. My junk.
Ha ha, green dude. Not funny. I am going to start calling you Popeyes. Because you bees is acting too chicken. Look, you mixer. Every other person removes their pantaloons and lets me do my searches on their persons. Quit beating difficult, sir.
Oh, really? I ain't interested.
That tears it, green dude. I knew it. You acted a little too sus when I told you to remove your clothings. I do need to use all of my 5 senses to locate any illegal items, you sir. I am going to need to taste, touch, hear, see, and smell your package.
gonna be a no for me, dog.
That's finna be a yes for me, dog. Now please remove your blouse as well. I need to inspect your melons and see if you are carrying any large bazookas.
Instead of fighting with a superhero on a train, why don't you go arrest some illegals? They are the ones committing the crimes.
Very funny, green dude. Way to try and deflect the attention off of you and onto another non-existent problem. We'll know we are not allowed to racially profile, sir. Because we are not allowed to racially profile anyone who looks like they're an undocumented friend of America, we are forbidden to inspect their holdings.
But those are the people doing the crimes.
But sir, if we inspect the legal residents, we can show that the streets are safe because almost 100% of the persons inspected will not have any weaponry on themselves. Then we can tell the world that the streets we run are extremely safe.
Isn't that fake news?
Guess what, sir? No one bloody cares. All they care about is January 6th and also why you're not wearing a bloody scam on that face. So long as we are trying to arrest Donald Trump, everyone is happy.
Why would everyone be happy about crime in the streets, but you are arresting Donald Trump?
Because Donald Trump is a threat to our crime syndicate. He is a threat to our democracy.
You mean he is a threat to the 1%?
Absolutely, sir. When Trump runs these streets, it makes life harder for us globalists. How would you feel if we could not diddle children, have ongoing wars, or kill anyone we want to? Just because someone who is not part of our system says no.
I would feel great knowing that the 99% can live free again.
Not very funny, green dude. Just for that you need to hurry up and remove those dungarees post haste. I need to verify and inspect your pistol.
Good luck with that. I am not allowing you to have your way with me.
Sir, I am in desperate need to inspect your ice cream cone, your kumquats, and perhaps I need to see if you are packing any fudge. I'm getting very hungry just thinking about it. Can't you just comply just like every other train seal bus?
How about? No.
You need to shut that jack right this instant. You need to zip it. Zip it good. When a problem comes around, you must zip it. Just for that I need to view your hair follicles. I now must have to run my hands through your long flowing mane. I need to check you for lice.
Hey, wiretap. I think you have the wrong number.
That is it, green dude. You keep stepping in it. Now stand up those legs. I need you to turn around bright eyes. I need to inspect that backside. You might have to make some. Deposit's a good thing I am still wearing my gloves.
Hey everyone. Why do you let your areas do this to people? Stand up for yourself and say no. If no one complies, they cannot do this stuff to you.
Please do continue to comply. We need all you airbags and something that cares to continue saying govern me harder, daddy. I believe in Klaus Schwab and will eat the bugs and owns nothing. We need everyone to support G-Globalists by purchasing and getting into their Lysnaker suicide pod.
Please everyone, educate yourself. Do not be a sheep and give up your life for the 1% to take the world over. God needs everyone to stand up against this satanic cult. Refuse the microchip and the destruction of society. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to be aware of. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Also, when you go to freedomizerradio.com, go to their show schedule and look at all the other shows on the network. Freedomizer has on great people. You will like the other shows too, they are all good. FreedomizerRadio.com.
We need far less advertising of FreedomizerRadio.com and more of this green dude showing me his junk. We'll need to support Michael Robinson Obama. Michael Robinson Obama is a nice lady.
Don't listen to him.
Now about that green dude. I heard a song on the radio today that made me think of him, the great Diana Ross. I said upside down, you're turning me. You're giving love instinctively. Round, round, you're turning me. Upside down boy, you turn me inside out and round, upside down boy. You turn me inside out and round and round. Yeah.
So I want to hear.
Round and round. Boy, you turn me inside out and round and round.
Was he getting down on that one?
Oh, my gosh. I was loving it.
So, yeah, he was dead serious on trying to see that package.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's hilarious. Yeah, he wanted to pack some fudge.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew what that meant. Yeah, bold move, buddy.
I told you to watch the scenery. Did you see anything out of the ordinary?
Watching, I'm having the multitask tonight.
Oh, well, I told you you had to watch the scenery. So you know how he was suspicious of Broccoli Man having weaponry. The guy sitting next to Broccoli Man had a gun just sitting in his lap.
Oh my goodness, that seems about right. Well, you know, Wiretap is just really had it for Broccoli Man.
All right, and then I guess we have to catch up with the millennials.
Okay.
So the last one we'll do tonight.
Okay. Maybe a little later on when I'm not seeing so much. So much. Life is just really going on.
All right, so whenever you're ready, this one's a little shorter.
Okay.
So this has some millennials. It doesn't have Jamar getting his 80th booster or anything, but it has the rest of them.
Well, I mean, how's he doing? What heart attack is he up on? And, you know, he was getting tired of getting an ad.
Well, he was thinking about voting for Robert F. Kennedy.
Oh.
And so the other ones call him racist now and stuff.
Oh, okay. We gotta heal this divide. But I'm ready.
All right, so this one's called Ready to Remove Brandon. All right, so 3, 2, 1.
I am so done with Brandon. He is too white for me. And Hems is too old. It was pretty funny when he got off the stage and he was shaking hands with the ear.
I hate when he tells people to vote for Trump if they ask him a question. Maybe we want to vote for someone who is black.
I hope them is going to let Kamala Harris be as the first black lady to be president. I hope they'll let Michael Robinson Obama be president. We need to have the first trans person to be our president.
Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
I heard all those something dark ass coming in from the Mexico border. anthems are now being put on city councils so that can make more illegals to get legal status.
That is totally fair. We need to remove white people from society. Thems are too racist.
I know, right? I am so glad as black people are finally able to take over America.
I was so happy that Trump got sued by Letitia James for $351 million. Hems lied and said his Mar-a-Lago property was worth $400 million. But the judge said it was only worth $18 million. He should be arrested also for the fraud.
Trump should be arrested just for breathing. I hate everyone that thinks it is a good idea to vote for him.
I think everyone who is not black should be arrested and placed in FEMA camps. It is too bad FEMA camps do not exist.
I know. It's that racist Broccoli dude. He don't understand our race. This something bugger just rips and suck. He is just upset that my birthing partner is trying to get me pregnant. No cap.
I want to punch Hems and Hems ballsack for beezing too white and not beezing LGBTQPHS+.
I heard that Proof Negative said Michael Robinson Obama should get arrested for mail fraud.
It was not Bay's fault when Big Mike's junk was sloshing that one time on the Ellen show. I hate when that happens to me.
This Green Jones is too racist to vote for Michael Robinson Obama. Hems will only vote for white people.
Actually, I am supporting Vivek Ramaswamy and Tim Scott. Neither of them are white. But what is important is they support our constitution.
Bleepy bigot. Them boys matches ain't even black.
Facts, Malik. Thems ain't even black. They like Trump, so they ain't even black.
Please. Tell me how that works. Your skin color changes if you vote for a certain person? Is that how Michael Jackson changed skin color?
You need to take that back right now and also put a scam on that face.
That's why I hate white peoples. They have to put race into everything. Not like us black people who are oppressed always by thems.
Yeah. We would all be a lot better off if we separated peoples by skin color.
This dude is probably thinking about how he can arrest us for talking on black.
Hey Mike. You know we can all see you, right? You are as white as Joe Biden.
Hey something bucker. You take that back right now and you best put a scam on that face.
I'm tired of this Green Jones arresting me for showing my junk to the kids.
Malik, there is one way you cannot get arrested for showing children your junk. Stop showing kids your junk.
That was very generous of you. How would you like it if I glued my ball sack to the McGMO drive-thru again and protested climate change?
Yeah, and I'm going to take a whiz and an electric fence to protest the National Guard doing border patrol.
Oh please. You guys do ahead and do that. Have fun with that.
If you were a good human being, you would listen to all the globalists and eat Z-Bugs. You would also own nothing.
Yeah. That's why Brandon made it legal to sleep in a tent on the street. So he does not own anything.
I am still allowed to have an apartment. Because I is black.
Yeah. We makes a lot of fat stacks because we get a black people's stipend.
At least I get a stipend for leasing a trans.
Mike, the people in the back want to know why if you are black, you do not qualify for a stipend for black people. Was there something wrong? What stops you from making all that money?
Listen here, you racist fool. You needs to shut up that face.
That's why I does not let Mike or any white peoples in my whip. I never let any white peoples in my car because white people's bees is too racist. And because I is black, I can go into any store I want and just walk out with anything that is less than $1,200. I need my four-finger discount.
You wouldn't believe how much I stole at China Mart yesterday. Even though I make $5 million a year from the black stipend, I ain't finna waste my monies on buying stuffs. If the law says I can steal ish, then I am finna steal all the ish.
Malik, when you steal all the ish, it makes my ovaries get ready to make my eggs swim. Can you please run out to my breast and help me get pregnant?
I would rather do it right on the side of the 405 freeway in rush hour traffic. It is legal as long as we are trans.
Sammy Willis should not be easy in trouble for cheating on her mans and then taking money from Brandon to arrest Trump. Thems are just going after Fannie Willis for beezing black.
I am so happy that a California Democrat wants to change the minimum wage to $50 an hour. Just think of how many things people can afford.
Yeah, all these young kids flipping burgers and then going out to buy the Lambo.
You do realize that if wages go up 5 times in value, the cost of living will also go up. It might even go up 6 or 7 times because everyone else will know you are making money. Also, lots of businesses would close because that minimum wage would mean less employees. Or sometimes no employees.
Then if they do not want to pay it, they should shut down. It is only fair that these businesses pay their employees.
That is why Go gets a 4-finger discounts. Anyone that owns a company should pay their fair share. I get mine's fair and square because I is black.
If you ain't work, we will make you go broke.
That's right, Malik. I can't wait to go home and make some cash money by doing a webcam on OnlyTrans.
Hey everyone. I do hope you are making sure you, your friends, and your family is not going woke. It is liberal policies that fail countries. Educate yourself. Please check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. You can also go to the schedule on freedomizerradio.com and check out the other freedomists sharing lots of truth. freedomizerradio.com.
I would never go to freedomizerradio.com and definitely never ever go to the Proof Negative radio show. He thinks there are only 2 genders and only females can get pregnant. He also does not support Democrat policies and is against microchips and the New World Order. He even thinks Florida is bad for you and that communism sucks.
All right. I tried to put as much in there as I could.
Wonderful. That was interesting. Called a racist for...
Yeah, Mike thinks he's black.
Okay. Well,
because when Brandon four years ago said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. So because he votes for Brandon, he thinks he's black.
Well, okay, there we go.
I do like Malik, though, with a good line. If they say I could steal ish, I'm finna steal all the ish.
Oh, man. You know, I'll never forget being in California and watching people just pick stuff up, bat an eye.
Yeah, that's accepted way of life out there. Paying for stuff is optional.
Yeah. You know, the line's too long. You got stuff to get. You keep looking at your watch. You just walk right out with it.
Mm-hmm.
Watch that quite a bit. So I'm looking at Kennedy's. She's cute. She looks like she could be one of my children.
Yeah, she's 38.
Oh, she does look like my children. My children are.
Yeah, so she helps fund people like Fannie Willis and Letitia James and Gaston, the district attorney, and Alvin Bragg. So, a lot not to like about her.
I'm going to learn about her. But her is that she's so freaking cute. She looks like she could be one of my daughters.
Yeah, but she comes in handy because she has a ton of money. so she can help pay for ballot access. Because he's having trouble getting on some ballots right now. So they both serve a purpose to each other. I think he looked at this more of a financial move and to get on the ballot as opposed to a more safer pick like a Tulsi Gabbard. I think a Tulsi Gabbard and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. duo would have, I'm not going to say unstoppable, but I think that would have been some business. I think they would have been able to catapult themselves into the mainstream. But this lady, no. Not when she hangs out with Alex Soros. So her job is to collect all the people. They're not necessarily worried about Trump supporters. They want the Brandon supporters that don't want Brandon anymore. So with that, that pick tells me is that they're going only after one side. The Trump base is pretty much locked in. They would have had to do a lot better of a sale than that. And a lot of the Trump supporters know what's up by now. The only people from Trump's side that are leaving are the ones that are one topics, which is the anti-gene therapy. And I'm not proud of Trump bragging about those gene therapies. Don't get me wrong. I'm not interested. But the overall body of work and the fact that he's not willing to force the gene therapies on everybody, I have to say he's by and far the candidate to beat, and it's not even close.
Right. Well, you know,
you have any other?
Earlier,
go ahead.
I was talking about how I predicted all of C-19.
Yeah.
And when I was in that state, I asked when things would go back the other way, because I knew that there would be a vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
It would harm a lot of people. And that the people would lose faith in the CDC, and we've seen a lot of that. I see, when I close my eyes and I think about this, I see that instead of a pendulum, it was more like a wrecking ball. And if you can just imagine this vision I have, that it swung back the other way so hard, crashed into, I'm seeing a red brick building, but it crashed so hard that it compromises the structure, and that's going to fall and crumble. TNT power outage. Trial run.
Well, I don't know if you remember or not, but Barry Satoro and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who's a nice lady, they put out a movie that just came out. And one of the things is that the Baltimore Bridge collapses.
All right.
So that's a coincidence. Black box on the boat, the government doesn't want to release the last 2 minutes. So that's another telling tale. I'm not saying I know anything. I'm just saying that if you're hiding stuff and you're putting it in movies, that odds are you already have a script. So anyway, go ahead. I don't know if you wanted to continue on that.
Feel like, you know, we have the eclipse coming up. And so far what I've been shown is that there will be more riots. Expect riots somewhere around the eclipse. People are gonna go crazy, of course, as people do when there's major events. People tend to go a little crazier during full moon.
I've never seen them hype up an eclipse like this before. You have schools that are deciding to close for the day. It's
yeah,
almost
I know.
Like
That's
everybody
really
expects something to happen. I don't get it.
Yeah. Expect the unexpected. You know, that's a good day for them to blame outages on the eclipse. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of eclipse parties going on and all kinds of stuff. This is a really major eclipse that's going on. Here in the United States. I want to say just prepare for outages. Cell phone may not work. Your social media may not work. Things just may not work. And as we get closer to the eclipse and the day of the eclipse, I know that I'm going to receive more visions, but what I do see is that there are so many people that never questioned the government before. They went in, got their flu shot every year, went in and threw their kids on the altar for the well visits. Nothing more but an altar. King Herod's decree, throw their children on there to be injected with poison. People are thinking twice. A lot of people that had the serum forced to get it for their job, they want it out. They've been sick or they just don't feel good. There's some papers, by the way, on using methylene blue, which is old. It's used on, it's used with autistic kids, it's used Lyme, something I've undergone a ridiculous amount of ozone for, but we'll add methylene blue now that I'm not in as intense treatment as I was.
Okay.
But it dissolves the technology because if your body's been hijacked, the people that did have to have the serum. And they're still making, you know, they're making they're making spike proteins, which are, you know, still making people sick.
I learned something when I was getting ozone, that the NAD plus, I've been getting shots of NAD plus, that if you have actually had the spikes, or if you had the injections, that it depletes your, and it's a long word and I can't pronounce it, but I've had those shots in addition to Meyer cocktails and ozone, and you know, I've had these shots, and I can say this, that my cognitive ability and my mind is a lot better. And, you know, feeling blue, there are papers that show that it can disable the technology and dissolve it so that your body can release it. Now, I don't know what dose. I don't know how to do it. I use tinctures. I'm back to using tinctures again because since I hit this line really, really hard with ozone, and I was in bed ridiculously sick for a very long time. Thing that if you're actually really in touch with your body, that it's something that you should be able to regulate yourself. So there's not necessarily a protocol. I know there's some that involve ivermectin, and I don't make that a secret. I dose it by weight, rub it on my forearm, and I go on with my life. But as we watch more people in their demise, the ones left, the overwhelming majority of the people left in 10 years. And we're looking at 2032. When I think of 2035, there was a movie, Aliens, where and the spaceship had just crashed. And it's this guy just walking around. He's saying, game over, man, game over. I see for us 2035. I see technology failing. I see the things that our society places so much importance on right now, because those that survived and made it through the PSYOP is exactly what it was. We're the ones that are going to be left. And I the values of those of us left will be different than those of than those that ran out to get the Fauci ouchie, you know, because he was the science. Well, now I'm seeing hurricanes too. Going to be a lot. I think this is going to be a pretty interesting hurricane season too. But Trump winning, the homeschooled, I see more people quitting their jobs, because the job satisfaction, it, realizing that they can live smaller, downsized, because they had to do it during
COVID.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people were forced to rely on themselves and on others. Broke a lot of people. I can honestly say that that was my stand up when, you know, when COVID in the house and I didn't want it to go to my ex's parents because I knew they would be taken advantage of in the hospital if they got it. Only to be, you know, lied to for years about his parents getting the shot and sleeping next to my toddler. You know, my health was declining pretty rapidly after that anyway, which, of course, was the untreated Lyme disease. A lot of broken people. Broken marriages, broken homes, broken families. You know, those that made it through, that learned that they could live without everything, are happy to downsize. There's a shift. Gen Z kids moving into Texas. I mean, we had a furry convention last weekend, so lots of kids, lots of kids dressed as animals. It was a zoo everywhere, and I live downtown, so you know I see it all. And you know, I'm talking to these kids, colored hair, blue hair, pronouns, whatever.
Were they crapping on the streets?
No, they were really, really awesome. All the ones that I spoke to learned quite a bit of Gen Z lingo because of where I live. There's a lot of Gen Z and younger millennials where I live. And, you know, I stations, you know, I didn't want to be such, you know, the vibe. You know, I was like high key trying to glow up with these kids. And, you know, respectful, and they were very nice, and they were respectful of the city. And if that's any indication, and those are furries. Which, you know, I'm like, okay, but whatever. Of what we have with Gen Z. Okay. I mean, they'll be paying our Social Security if it's even solvent at that time. But they have a different set of values, you know? And just expect change.
I just think that the globalists feel like they're up against the clock where they have to try and crash the economy before Trump gets back in.
Oh, yeah, they're going to. I've been playing the stock market a little bit just based off of intuition, and that's been fun. It's definitely gambling. And, of course, I just kind of pick whatever stands out to me, and as long as it doesn't go against my ethics, like Microsoft or something, then I got this wave of children that are coming in right now. And of course, you know, I'm going to get metaphysical because that's kind of what I do. But we have this wave of children coming in, and they're all kindergarten, first grade, second grade, and they're being born. And they're very pragmatic. They're very I don't care who started it. I'm going to stop it. And those kids, the ones that are being born now and the ones that, you know, a lot of women, hard way, what safe and effective meant when they were pregnant. Mm-hmm. I mean, miscarriages went insane. Stillbirths went crazy. It's hard to deny the connection. So, and it's something that a lot of people wouldn't even notice unless it happened to them. Questioned. I mean, I kind of did. I knew I had this gut feeling not to give them to my middle daughter when she was a baby, that I would wait and spread them out and so on. And then I had that allergic reaction. That's when I started reading. 30,000 hours later, you know, there's no turning back. I think we're going to see a lot of kids, a lot of different, a lot more neurodiversity.
Well, it had to get that bad so it could get cleaned up. That's the thing. So I'm hoping that we hit rock bottom. Of course, we don't know just yet, but it sounds like we're close to hitting rock bottom if we haven't. Are you still there? No. All right, let me give her a minute to try to get back in. Just give her a little bit here. We'll see if she can get in. She was wanting to cut out early anyway, but let's see what we have here. Leslie, I know you said you wanted to cut out early. We don't have to, but if you wanted to.
Okay, yeah, I kind of need to. I have a bit going on, and I'm so thankful for this opportunity to come on. You know, and I definitely want to be back when I can. A lot going on in my world, but it always feels good to be on the.
So I'm glad to have you. I just there's one thing I just wanted to share real quick with the audience that I didn't get to go over. New York had a battle of the political parties today. So Trump visited in Long Island. He went to the cop's funeral that an illegal shot. So he made it up there. He paid for the guy's mortgage. Brandon, he went to a Democrat big donor party with Lizzo singing. And the Clintons and Barry Satoro was there.
Oh, I'm sure that made a big difference in people's lives.
Yes, and that's all over the news that Brandon loves black people so much he went to go visit Lizzo.
There's some puppetry going on. I knew when I didn't know who she was and she was being interviewed by David Letterman, I thought, okay, there's something going on. And there was, you know, she's puppetry. She's bred in circuses.
There's no way in the world that Brandon would ever be a Lizzo fan. Nothing against Lizzo. It's just you have an 80-year-old man that listens to rap. I don't think so.
But I could see Obama listening to her.
Yes, I could see that.
Not even a problem. I think I still have one of his Spotify playlists downloaded, to be honest with you. You know.
Yeah, but he had to make his money with his base in New York City, one of few cities where he knows he can count on people to put their pockets out there.
Right, right. Yeah.
All right, so hopefully we'll have you next Thursday.
That sounds wonderful. I'm not sure what Thursday looks like. I'm not sure what Tuesday looks like. I have to
have to play those days by ear. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, I can always drop in if nothing else.
Okay.
And I appreciate the time with you and look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Today I kept it kind of light, but everyone, I'll be back on Monday. Please support the other shows on the network. It is not just the Proof Negative show here, but until Monday, please support the, until Monday, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Oots.